Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Biz Talk Show here on WHBY 1150 Radio. My name is Randy Melzer. I am with SCORE here in the Fox Cities, and I will be your host today. Tony Bush, again, is off and wandering, so I will be taking on the show today without him again, so I believe he's somewhere in Arkansas. So good luck, Tony. At least you're out of the sub-zero weather for the time being. Anyway, welcome to the Biz Talk Show. Today we're going to be talking to some of the people from the eBiz Results group. They are the people that are one of our sponsors, in fact, and have done our website for us. And we'll be talking about websites and mobile websites and all different types of things along those lines. But first, I'd like to just talk to you just a little bit about what SCORE is all about, because we are brought to you by SCORE here in the Fox Cities. SCORE is a special group of people who come out to help new businesses who want to get started. You have a need for a business plan. You have need for help with your marketing plan, with your finances, all of those types of things. We have over 40 volunteers here in the Valley who will be more than happy to work for you, and the nice part of it is that all of our services are free when it comes to counseling. We also work in about 8 counties here, all the way down to the Fond du Lac area, the Green Lake area, as well as Outagamie, Calumet, Waupaca counties. So again, if you need help in any of those areas, are looking for counseling, consulting, and mentoring for your new business, give us a call. You can reach us at SCORE, let's see, at foxcities.score.org here in the Valley, and we'd be more than happy to set up a time for you for your free counseling. Especially, I'd like to just mention to some of you out there in the southern part of our area, especially in the Fond du Lac area, we are working with people there to get more people involved as far as mentors and counselors. For those of you who have been in business or are in business now and are looking to give back to the community a little bit, we'd ask you to think about becoming a SCORE mentor. To do that, we're going to be having a special program coming up on February the 18th. It's going to be held at the Oasis Restaurant in Fond du Lac, and we would invite you there. It's going to be a luncheon, free lunch for those of you who want to attend. And what we will do is go over what it's all about to be a SCORE mentor and what we'd like to be able to do in the Fond du Lac area. So again, if you are interested in becoming a SCORE mentor, please contact us at our SCORE office here in the Fox Cities and make a reservation for February 18th at the Oasis Restaurant, which is on North Main Street in Fond du Lac. You can reach us at our office here at the Fox Cities Chamber at 920-734-7101, or else you can reach us at our website, and that is at www.foxcities.score.org. So those are the things that we have going on down there. Other things that are going on that we're involved in, first of all, would like to just take a few minutes to say thank you and mention some of our sponsors that we have, because without those, of course, the program wouldn't be here. And we have some new sponsors. I would like to just mention them in particular. One is Epiphany Law, which is the boutique law firm here in the Fox Cities. They handle all types of business law, types of getting things started for your business. So if you're looking for help to get your business started, please contact the people there at Epiphany Law. The next step, of course, is if you're looking for funding for your business, our sponsor is the Fox Cities Fox Communities Credit Union here in the Valley, and they have locations here in the Appleton area as well as on the Green Bay area. If you are looking for help with business loans, business funding, get a hold of the people there at Fox Communities Credit Union. We also have an accounting firm that is Alberts and Haling CPAs. They're going to be pretty busy right now, but we would ask again, if you are looking to have help with your business, with the accounting portion of it, also as far as your financial planning, getting things ready for 2013, and so on, please contact the people there at Alberts and Haling. Also, we have people here today who are from eBiz Results. We are the people who have done our website. They are also one of our sponsors. We want to thank them for the help that they've given us in bringing our website up and working. And then finally, we would like to mention the Business News. Business News is a publication. It comes out every 2 weeks. Has all of the up-to-date information about what's going on in business around here, including Brown County, Calumet, Door County, Fond du Lac, Kewaunee, Marinette, Manitowoc County, and so on. And so, again, we'd ask you to pick up a copy of that, subscribe to the Business News, see what's going on here in the Fox Cities. So those are our sponsors. We want to thank them very much. Otherwise, I also want to take just a minute. In addition to being with SCORE, I'm also involved with the Y Service Club here in the Fox Cities. And if you're looking for something to do this morning, the Y Service Club is having their annual pancake breakfast. And they asked if I just mention that to you. It is from 8 a.m. until 1 o'clock this afternoon, so you can still make it down there. It's at the Y, and all you can eat pancakes, porkies, and all the things that go with it. So, again, if you want to help out someone, the Y is an excellent organization here in the Fox Cities, and this is being held at the Y here in Appleton. So please, if you want to stop down there, plenty of time to get your breakfast yet. So anyway, that covers pretty much all that we're up to right now. I think we're going to take a short break here. I just do want to remind you, though, that if you have any questions for our guests, please give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, or you can call on the TDS Metrocom toll-free line, and that's at 1-866-887-1150. And we really would appreciate your calls. I'm sure there's going to be some interest in some of the questions, some of the ideas and stuff that we'll be talking about today. So don't hesitate to give us a call. So for right now, we'll take a quick break. This is Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Okay, good morning again, and welcome back to the Biz Talk radio show here on WHBY. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm with SCORE here in the Fox Cities, and I'll be your host this morning. Along with us today, we have some guests from the eBiz Results web design organization. As I said, they are one of our sponsors, but they've also been kind enough to work with us on our website and get us all working here. And I have three people from your group here, so I'll just kind of quickly introduce you. We have Stephen Hayes. Stephen is one of the account directors. Also, we have Lindsay Diedrich, who is another web marketing director and account director. And then finally, we have Jim Palakis. Is that correct? Okay, I took a shot at that one. Jim is the technical director there, so he'll be our resident techie and geek for the morning to answer all of our questions. Okay. Okay, so we've got a good-sized group in here today, so what I'm going to do is, first of all, turn it over to Stephen a little bit. Stephen, why don't you tell us a little bit about the eBiz Results organization and what you're all about?
Yep, we're based in Oshkosh.
Okay, as you can tell, Stephen is not from Oshkosh.
No, I'm not. I'm from London. Yeah, Mike Pulvermacher is the owner. He set up the company about 10 years ago. We're getting to a really good place right now. We've got a really good team of a broad technical understanding and a good understanding of marketing and all that kind of thing. We specialize in web development, okay, websites, and SEO, and anything you can want to do with web or mobile or any of those kind of things. So,
okay, you just did one of the things that I'm going to have to catch you on every time, and that's those TLAs that you're going to be using. Those are three-letter acronyms. So if you could help me out on that one, you mentioned one of the things you do in addition to web design.
Is SEO. Search engine optimization.
Search engine optimization. Okay, you have to bear with us. So some of us are slow learners when it comes to those. So.
Yeah.
Okay, and you said how many people do you have at?
There's 10 of us now.
There's 10 of you here. Okay, and all types of work as far as putting together websites, designs, and that type of thing?
Yep. Okay. I'd say one of our strengths is our technical aspect, and just with a lot of local businesses around here have very unique processes in their business. Okay. So we want to specialize in automation and anything that's unique with your business process and how you want to interact on the web, interact with your clients, customers, whatever. We can create a custom programs, really. Instead of just using the standard web to do the standard things, we can create a very unique kind of experience for you and engaging with your customers and clients.
Okay, so it's a very special program. It's not just out of the box.
That's where Jim comes in.
One fits everybody, designed specially. Well, good. Okay. One of the areas that we wanted to talk about today is, of course, the new, it's new to some of us, but it's the way things seem to be going, and that is with the idea of mobile applications. And so I'm going to kind of turn it over to the three of you, and first of all, tell us a little bit about what that means, and then if you would, kind of walk us through how you work with a customer. So I'm going to let the three of you kind of work together on this one.
There'll be a term that you'll have heard. Well, there's two terms, adaptive response and responsive, and they're not new technologies, they're not new ideas. They've been probably around for 2 or 3 years, Jim.
At least 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. Really what it is traditionally 2 or 3 years ago, you'd have your desktop, your PC desktop website, which should be at one aspect ratio and one resolution. And then you'd have another website, which you would run your mobile audience from. And it's still done that way. Still a lot of companies will do it that way, but it's kind of heading towards more of this adaptive and responsive. What that is instead of creating these two separate websites, you create the one website and you just make it so as the media type changes, whether that be a mobile or a tablet or a PC, with all these different screen resolutions, screen sizes, it's the same website. Okay. And it just, as the device changes, your content changes.
Okay, yeah, because we've all had the experience where you try to pull up something on a mobile phone or on a pad, and it's just too big, you can't play with it.
Right.
And what you're saying is by being adaptive like this, it can move with whatever size you have in your hand. Okay.
Yep.
And how does that work for the client? What does that do for the client?
Well, how it's important is that content is king.
Okay.
So with our process, when our clients come in, we want them to have their content ready.
Okay.
And when you talk about mobile and tablets and PCs, when they've got their content, we can more easily design their site. We can develop it with usability in mind, which is the utmost important when you come to websites.
Okay, so that's where having that marketing plan in place is very, very important?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, so don't walk in and say, hi, I want you to design my website and I want you to design my mobile stuff for me, and go.
Right, and that actually does happen a lot.
Okay. Yeah, companies have to be a whole lot more proactive. Traditionally, they'd come to a web design company with their logo and a design idea in mind, and they'd come to the table, design our website. We'd give them a look and feel. We'd give them 3 designs to choose from. They'd pick one, and then they'd go and shoehorn their content into this website. And it's not good practice, and it's especially more complex when you start getting to the mobile side of things, because now this design is changing depending to the device.
And when you don't have a good plan, a clear picture of where you want to go and how you want to use these sites, what does that do as far as the cost? I mean, to design a site, does that blow it up for everybody?
It makes it very difficult for us as a web programming company if the client comes unorganized.
Okay.
Very, very difficult for us. We'll blow budgets every single time.
It's sort of like the guy who walks into the accounting office with a shoebox full of stuff and says, do my taxes.
Right,
I've met him.
Yeah.
they're no fun. But, okay, so plan. Again, one of the things that I do when I'm talking to people, and I do a lot of teaching in the area of marketing, is people will ask me the question, like, should I be on LinkedIn or should I be in Facebook? And I keep telling them it's the wrong question.
Right.
The question that they should ask is, what do I want to do? Who is my market? How do they make their decisions and when? So where do I find them and what is the best thing to use? So how does this technology, I mean, I'm used to, now I'm really far ahead, I've got a laptop. how is this technology adapting? How is it changing? What are you guys finding?
Well, our main thing here is when when somebody comes to a website these days, we're finding that more and more people are doing this from a mobile standpoint, okay. be it a smartphone mm-hmm. with hundreds of smartphones on the market, or the rise of the tablet. I mean, there's been six or seven generations of the iPad now. There's Galaxy and Samsung have combined mm-hmm. half a dozen tablets, and not every month there are more and more tablets out there. So we're finding that the desktop experience is starting to become less of a strong point in mm-hmm. terms of who is viewing the web and where they're viewing it from.
Okay.
And I think, one of the myths that is out there, too, is that the mobile user or the tablet user is wanting a different experience when they come to the website. Mm-hmm. That's not true. Really, they're wanting the same information. They're just in a different environment, whether that be the airport or driving in a car or something. They want the same information. They're just in a different environment to get to that okay. information. So it's not that the mobile or the tablet will have less content to the actual the main website, if that makes sense.
Okay. And that's a change from 8 years past, where mm-hmm. a mobile site definitely had to have less content because we didn't have smartphones and we had bandwidth charges that were quite expensive for the time. So, you know, you had to package as much content in as small of a payload as possible. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, with smartphones and 3G and 4G LTE networks and high bandwidth, we're able to push more content,
okay.
which means our user experience can go from the desktop to a tablet to a mobile, and everything stays in the same realm.
Okay.
So you can do something on the website, and you know that when you go to the mobile site on your smartphone, it's going to be a similar experience. You're going to be able to get the same content, and you're going to be able to do it from something that's familiar.
All right. Okay. So if I'm going to be looking at a device, what kind of devices? I mean, we talked a little bit about, there's a lot of them out there. What are there certain ones that are better than others for people to use that you guys work with or more?
I think it depends on the person.
Depends on the person.
Okay.
It's a bit like the Ford Chevy debate.
Okay. So,
you know.
Yeah. I mean, you were talking about different ones that have come out. I see even, what's their name? Microsoft, has even got their own
Surface.
The new Surface tab. So, I mean, you know, there's all different types.
And going in from a technical point of view, we have less of an issue now because most of the technology is in two different things. It's on the Apple side or it's on an Android app device. So, and because they share OSs between the two different factions. Operating systems.
Okay.
Yeah. Because of that, we're able to push a website, make sure it works in an Android device, and then make sure it works in an Apple device. And the way adaptive and responsive work in the back-end systems part is that it doesn't matter what device you're on. It only matters what kind of screen you have. Does it have a certain width?
Okay.
Is it landscape? Is it a portrait mode? You know, that's sideways or vertical.
And all of this is planned into your design.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
One of the biggest things you'll have to think of is with a desktop, you've got a mouse.
Yes.
With a tablet and a smart device, someone's going to be using their finger.
Okay.
So just thinking of this is a tiny thing, but things like buttons.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And functionalities like sliding or scroll bars or all those. These are kind of
hover
design
states.
Hover states.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
The hover state when
doesn't
you hover
work.
Over.
Doesn't work.
This is a bit of an internal joke here.
Okay. Okay. It just sounded like you just opened up about 1,400 different ideas there all at once.
Right.
Before we start exploring some of those things, it's about time for us. I'm going to have to take a quick break. But I just want to remind everybody, if you have questions for these representatives here from the eBiz Results website design group, I would ask you to please give us a call, WHPY Studios here at 281-1150. But you can give us telephone number here is 281-1150 here in Appleton or on TDS toll free at 1-866-887-1150. Or for those of you who are technically with it, you can actually get to us on our website as well. Come on out to www.biztalkwithscore.com and you can post your question there and we can answer it for you that way. So anyway, right now we will take a quick break. Be back shortly talking about mobile websites, mobile designs. This is the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Good morning again, and welcome back to Biz Talk. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm with SCORE here in the Fox Cities, and we're welcoming you back to our program today. Today we're talking about mobile websites, mobile design for your marketing content, talking to the people here from eBiz Results. And I'm going to direct one question here towards Jim, who's our tech. We've been using a lot of the terminology back and forth here about being adaptive and responsive. Can you kind of give us a clarification what we're talking about?
Certainly. So in the mobile design world, we've gone from having a separate mobile site to having the single site that adapts between different screen sizes. Mm-hmm. There are two main points of view. One is adaptive and the other is responsive. They're both similar in that it changes the way the website looks based on the size of the screen. The difference comes in how it changes. With adaptive, you've got a set layout for each different screen width. So okay. For a tablet, you would have one setup. For mobile, you would have a different setup. And for the desktop, you'd have a different setup. And these sites tend to be centered in a screen. They stay the same until you switch.
Okay.
So like if you're on a tablet and you're looking at a landscape view, it's going to be a wider view. And when you switch it to a vertical, the site changes instantly to be a more compact website.
Okay.
Same thing with phones. Obviously, you can't turn your desktop sideways. That would be a little weird.
I've been known to. Remember, you're dealing with a registered old person here. So
the adaptive is more of a you make a change and you see a change.
Okay.
A responsive is more of a it changes as you change. So if you were on a desktop, you can really see responsive change. You can slide your window smaller and smaller and smaller, and things will get smaller until they hit a point where they need to change the layout physically in okay. order to fit all the content in the right spot. And they'll continue to shrink down.
Okay. So
instead
I'll see like a change in the fonts, for instance, in the
– It scales.
It scales.
Okay.
The responsive scales, whereas the adaptive is like a set –
okay.
Size.
Okay.
Modular grid mm-hmm. layout know. Change.
Okay.
And that's basically the main difference between the two. They both have the same goal at the end of the day of giving all the content between each of the three different types of view.
Okay. So, again, we're back to the same situation again, which is content, knowing what you have and knowing what you want. Lindsay, you do a lot of stuff as far as working with the client.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking a little bit earlier about the one question you hate, but one I'm going to ask you. I have a website. Okay, fine. I want to upgrade. I want to get things going again. Talk about some of the mobile stuff that we're talking about here. How long does it take from the time I come in to talk to you to actually get something like this done?
Well, I should go back and say I don't hate the question, but it's a tough one to answer because mm-hmm. it all depends on how the team works together. And
okay.
by team, I mean our team and then the business owner and whomever represents the business.
Okay.
So it's a back and forth, and I mean...
Come prepared.
Come
yes,
prepared.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Exactly.
Yep. We can't write you. We're not in your business.
Okay.
So
we
don't
learn
know
as
you.
Much as we can about your business.
Right.
But it's a teamwork process. So.
Okay. So the idea is to know what you want to accomplish and know mm-hmm. what it is. Yeah. I used to work for a guy who had that idea that you as the writer, you know, as a person who does the layout of the website, or even when I was dealing with ad agencies and so on, that they knew everything about us that there was to know.
Sure.
And so we just looked at them and said, okay, go, and couldn't understand why nothing happened. So, again, you're back to the same thing.
Right.
Plan. Know what you want to do. Know who's out there. Have a really good marketing plan to make it work.
Yeah. And another important thing is to know your audience. So when you come into us and you want us to build your website or rebuild your website, help us understand who your customers are. And that way we can cater to them.
Okay. In other words, do they use mobile devices?
Are they use mobile devices? Are they more apt to be on Max
or Internet Explorer.
Or yeah, right. That's a whole different the web browser debate. That's
okay. Yeah. Again, being a registered old person, yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying, because every time I go out onto my laptop, even, it keeps telling me I should be using a different system because it's too small, too slow, and too old. But
right, I think that's one of the technology. Recently, we had a client that we developed a website for them, and that they wanted to be mobile and they wanted to be adaptive. And then we suddenly find out that half their users are running on Internet Explorer 7 okay. or Internet Explorer 8.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's three versions ago.
That's three versions ago. We're right. talking 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah, and the technology is not there. So okay. being able to still make their website mobile friendly is really difficult because their user base doesn't really use that kind of functionality, and the browsers don't have the ability to handle that kind of functionality yet.
Okay.
So, you know, if you come in and you don't know your audience and you don't know your target demographic, and we build this website for you and it doesn't fit, it's going to be because we don't have that information. And, okay. you know.
Where do I, as a client, go? Or how do I get that information? What do you recommend I should be doing?
Well, if you have an existing website, Google Analytics tells you a lot.
They do.
They'll
okay.
tell you what kind of operating system you're using. They can tell us what kind of browser their customers, their web visitors are using, where they're coming from, like geographically.
Okay.
It's kind of scary, actually, how much they know about.
So if that's designed into the website that I already have.
It should be when a company builds your website, they should be installing Google Analytics or some sort of
analytics tool.
Yeah.
Google
yeah.
is probably the most well known,
right.
just
okay.
because they
the
handle so much data.
I'm going to get a fist fight going here yet as to you know which operating systems and which systems you should be using, but that's again adaptive. It depends on which system you're familiar with and which system your clients are familiar with.
Yeah, and if you don't know what your customers are using, it's really difficult for us to design a website. You're going to have issues, especially if, like this most recent client where most of their users are using Internet Explorer 7 and 8, mm-hmm. and it doesn't support the technology that they needed on their website. So we're in that point where because you don't know what your clients are using,
mm-hmm.
and we build a website to your specifications, and it doesn't match. So now we have to go back, and that's going to increase your cost because it's going to increase our cost
okay.
to go back and make it work. And okay. then we gotta
get creative.
Force everything into okay. a round
so you
peg
don't,
in a
you
square
don't, yeah.
hole.
So like I keep saying, if you want to plan ahead, it's going to save you time, it's going to save you money,
definitely.
And it's going to help you design a website that people can use.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, very good. Another quick question. I have a website, okay? How often should I sit down and get this thing redone? How often should I have
constantly.
It looked at?
Yeah.
Constantly.
You need it constantly monitored, and keeping up with the technology is really important. Right now, technology is changing constantly. Like, mm-hmm. we've gone through now 3 iterations in the last year of our JavaScript libraries that handle our front-end dynamic ability to do things.
Okay.
So,
did you understand that?
I got parts of that. I know. I know what Java is.
JavaScript is things when you hover over something and yep. the menu comes down, or you click load or filter things. Like, let's say you have a huge list of clients and you start typing a name in there. JavaScript is what you use
okay.
to either pull from the database directly or to filter it right on the screen. Those kind of dynamic features,
mm-hmm.
those things change all the time.
You said yeah, in how short a period? You
in the last year, we've had 3 different iterations okay. of our main library, plus all the separate libraries that we use. They also go through iterations. Right now, okay. most web frameworks are on a 6-month development cycle.
With your clients, do you get this information out to them on a regular basis that things are changing and that you should really take a look at this? Do you help? In other words, are you proactive out to your clients?
I would say
we try to be.
Yeah,
we try to be.
Yeah. I think in a previous show we actually mentioned this actually, Randy, that the beauty of the internet over traditional forms of marketing, like
mm-hmm.
the print industry, you printed out your 20,000 brochures, you had them on the shelf in your store, and that was it. You
yes.
printed them out.
Yeah.
The internet is very, very different
yeah.
to that. So your question, how often should they be updating? Constantly, because that is the purpose of it.
Right.
So constantly fresh. People are coming to your website expecting change. If you don't change, they're going to be wondering why you're not changing, and they're not going to keep coming back to your website if nothing changes.
Right, and that's something that we always try to explain to our people too. Is it has to be dynamic.
It has to be engaging.
Engaging. Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's the term. Okay. Engaging.
All right, because if it's static, and I've seen it once. In today's world, I'm not going to go back and look at it again.
The search engines aren't going to come back to you either.
Okay.
So that's very, very critical in that search engine optimization, the SEO we were talking about. Mm-hmm. If your content doesn't change for 6 months, Google isn't going to put you in the search engines. I won't pick Google, but any search engine is not going to list you if they don't think you're fresh content and your competitor has put out fresh content. They'll show the competitor first.
Okay.
So if you can keep changing, content is king.
All right. Back to that. I keep hearing the same themes over and over and over again. Just taking a moment, though, would like to have you just tell us, how do we get a hold of you at eBiz? Well, eBiz Results.
You can either go to our website, ebizresults.com, or there's our telephone number is 920-651-1376. Someone will always answer the phone.
Okay, yeah, I know. Like I said, we work with you closely and have been able to get a lot of things done, get things up and take and running, and been very, very comfortable with it. So, give you a call on Monday to get your website up to date and get things moving, right?
For sure.
Definitely.
Okay, all righty. And then we'll have Jim talk to you for a little while and confuse you completely. So
that's my main job there, is to confuse people.
We have a great team now.
We do.
We have a very diverse team.
Good.
This whole, you'll have, how do I say this? It's a lot, this is a fun experience. So it should be fun. So we try and make it fun. If it turns into a stressful thing, you're doing it wrong.
Okay. All righty. Well, speaking of stress, I think we've reached the point where we're going to take a quick break here and come back with the last portion of the program. At that time, we'll also kind of ask for some biz tips on what people should do and how they should handle their websites. I'll be back with you in just a few minutes. Again, this is Randy Melzer with the Biz Talk Radio Show here on WHB. WHBY 1150, your voice of the Fox Cities. Well, welcome back again to Biz Talk here on WHBY. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm with SCORE, and we've been talking to three of the people on the team from the eBiz Results website group and going over a lot of things as far as what's going on with the idea of design and working with especially mobile design. One of the comments that I had seen is, we keep talking about the content, about the audience, and so on. People have an idea that the mobile audience is different. We had said something about that. I thought that, is it a different audience? Do you have to tailor things completely different for mobile than you did under a normal website? Anybody want to take that one on?
Not anymore. We don't. No. Like I said earlier in the show, it used to be where you had to separate them because you didn't have the technology to get the same content to the people. But now, with so many people on mobile devices, tablets, and smartphones, and they are expecting the same experience wherever they are, they're expecting that same experience.
Okay.
So realistically, there's no difference between a desktop user and a mobile user other than the device they're using.
Okay, so the content, again, is going to be the same. You said they're looking for the same thing.
They are.
Okay.
That's the king right there. Content is king. That's like our big slogan in the office.
Okay.
Everything boils around what they have for content.
The design of the website should be around the content. Mm-hmm. The content shouldn't be fitting into a design.
All right. Yep. So when I come in to talk to you, what's the first question you're going to ask me then, Steve?
Get your content sorted out.
Okay.
What's your marketing material? What's your messages?
Okay. Yep. So in other words, if I don't have a good marketing plan.
Yeah. And I was just thinking here, another thing we really, really struggle with is imagery.
Okay.
So if companies can come to us with photographs, imagery, that kind of thing, that's what helps our design.
Okay. Now, that's something, again, when I look at things on a mobile device, it's becoming more and more that images are coming through that I can actually handle that. Is that something that you now plan for? Because I always looked at mobile, basically, you just got type. You just got word copy.
Now you get everything now. You get a completely dynamic experience. There's a lot of great tools out there that help us add drop-down menus and mm-hmm. scrollers and, you know, image shuffling scripts,
okay.
sliders they're called.
Okay, so with the new devices, is there, they're improving every day as far as what they can do? Is yeah. that what's happening?
And that's what's happening, and it's giving us the ability to just create the content, stick mm-hmm. it in a website, design the site around it, put in all the functionality you want, and then you have the same experience on all three different sizes.
Okay. Okay. You know. So.
Yeah, the processors now in these tablets are probably quicker than the desktop PC of 10 or 15 mm-hmm. years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, my phone actually has a better processor than my laptop.
I can understand
better
that.
Engine.
So. Yeah. Now, that's one of the things, and this is just going to sound very dumb, but people who look at it, you're talking about, you know, from the laptop to the phone to the tablet. Tablets do not do the same function as the phone. They're designed strictly as a tablet to be able to bring down information, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So if I'm trying to reach people, and in today's market, the tablet, it seems to be the big thing going on. Okay, that's what I designed toward?
Well, you want to design for all three. Again, it's the content you want to have on okay. your website. It doesn't really matter whether it's going to be for a tablet or for a desktop or for a phone, as long as you have the content there and you're giving your customers the option of any of them.
Okay.
If they have that option, they can choose what best suits them. And that's going to be beneficial to you because then your clients are comfortable and able to view your website, get all the content they need without ever having to be forced into using a different browser
okay.
or, you know, this is best viewed in a smartphone. Those kind of things are a decade ago when
okay.
people did that.
So now it's a case that the design that you provide them will work on whatever they need.
That's,
I don't have to design it to a specific type of phone.
That's correct.
Okay, all right. Just an aside, people keep hearing the thing about the differences between Android and that and other types of systems and so on. People think that you're buying a, quote, Android phone. That, I understand, is a misconception.
It is. It's the operating system that runs on a lot of smartphones. There's three major players in the smartphone industry.
Okay.
Microsoft has their Windows Phone operating system. Apple has the Apple OS
mm-hmm.
built in there. And then you've got the Android phones, which is Google's big thing.
Okay. And
but they all basically operate the same
in the
back end. They're just different branding.
Okay, because some people say, you know, the one is better than the other because it's an open concept.
We can fight about that all day.
Okay, all right. We'll keep you out of that one. Before we get you fighting, again, Stephen, you want to tell us again how to reach you?
Yep, you can go to our website, ebizresults.com, or give us a call at 920-651-1376.
Okay, and we'll hear your dulcet English tones on the other end.
Probably.
All right. Probably. Wonderful. Okay, well, while we're going along here, our custom is to have our guests give us a biz tip, some bit of wisdom for our audience when it comes down to what they should do and how, you know, their particular product can help them. So, Stephen, you've got a smile on your face. I'll let you start.
I think we've said it many times. Content is king.
Okay.
Get organized with your content.
Okay.
Get that marketing material.
Okay. That's generally everybody's...
And we should say, when we say content, like, it doesn't need to be in final format. We'll help you write it for the web.
Okay.
Writing for the web is different than...
writing for print.
Yes, writing for print.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like we're expecting you to have it in polished form.
Right. Okay. But the idea is to know what it is you want to accomplish,
mm-hmm.
who is out there, and how to reach them.
Yes.
Okay. You come in armed with that information, you've got a much better chance of getting your job
then
done.
Then we can just take off running.
Okay. Yeah. And the other thing to go with the content is king. Make sure you know what kind of time frame you have to make changes to that content. Like Stephen was saying, if you don't change your content on a regular basis, it's not going to help your business.
Okay. Do I need to have someone in my business that has that responsibility?
It depends on how much time and effort you want to put into it. If you have a blog on your website, I'd recommend updating it at least once a month.
Okay.
Now, that's not something that you need to hire a person to do, you know, just mm-hmm. to write a blog. No, I don't think it's necessary.
Okay, so if I know, say I'm a small business, I have myself and two other people working, and I know what I want to accomplish, sitting down with you guys and saying this is where I'm going, and how often and when do I come to see you again, or you guys will help me put that together.
For sure.
Definitely.
Okay, wonderful. All righty, well, we're just about to the point here. Just want to remind you again that this is Biz Talk. We're provided through the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. For those of you out there who are looking to start a business, I hope today's information has been helpful for you as far as what's going on in the website design and mobile design situation. We would ask you to get in contact with SCORE at our website, which is foxcities.score.org. Click on there, and you can then request mentor counseling and so on from the SCORE chapter. And we have people not only who are familiar with the website programs and so on, but we also have people who can handle your needs as far as any other types of business market as well. We have people who can help you with that marketing plan, get everybody all set and ready to go on that. So we'd ask that you contact us there. Also, take a look at our website here at BizTalk show. We have www.biztalkwithscore.com, and you can click on and listen to the shows that we've had on. We have all of our archives up to date now, which has been an ongoing battle that we've had, and so that's doing well. So you can listen to the programs that we've had in the past, get everything taken care of for you. So again, we would ask you to stay in contact with us there. We will be coming back up next week. Again, Tony's going to be out, but I will have some special guests here. Our guest next week is going to be Les Van Ornum. Les is the owner of MCCS Merchant Choice, which handles all of the types of payment systems for different types of credit cards and so on. So you can learn a little bit more about what you need to know on getting your payments from your clients and how that all works and how that all handles. So again, that's what we're looking for next week. We would like to thank you very much for joining us on the Biz Talk show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, which is at 1150 WHBY. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful Groundhog Day. We'll see you.